Hi, good day, it's Mac, and it's Tuesday, 10th of July. And I'm continuing my observations on vacation in Las Vegas 2012. Yesterday I covered the flights, the airline companies, the holiday companies, and the customs. I mean, as in the US customs, that you have to almost pay homage to as you pass through them. So, following on from that, and when I say pay homage, I don't mean in the nice sense, I mean the fact that you literally have to bow and beg to them to do everything that they demand you do in the strictest form. So, following on from exiting the customs into the place itself, that is Las Vegas, I suppose the next thing could be about the hotels or the Las Vegas Strip, but considering the weather we're having just now, and considering that the first thing that hits you when you get there is the weather, and I'll talk about that just now. Okay, Las Vegas in the Nevada desert is a bit of a actually conundrum in respect of where they put it and how they keep it going, and I'll do that in another book because that's quite an amazing story actually itself, how it all came about. But the weather, immediately you exit the airport, because obviously the airports are all air conditioned over there, everything is air conditioned here. Yeah. Taxis, well, everything, just everything is air conditioned if it's not out in the open. So when you exit the airport, the weather hits you immediately. And last year we went in June, we went in the start of June for 10 days. This time we went in the middle of June to the end of June for 2 weeks. And what happens in not just in Las Vegas, Nevada, but also in all the hot states over there, for example, Arizona, Colorado, is it gets warmer by the day virtually. You can almost count on the increase in temperature by 1 or 2 degrees every day. It just keeps climbing. Builds up heat, in other words. The desert acts like a massive storage radiator, storage here, and it soaks all this up, gives it out during the night in a very, very slow rate, and then as soon as the sun's up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's just boosted back up and just helps to get the temperatures up higher and higher. And so when we landed there, it was, if I remember, about 96 degrees Fahrenheit, so it was nice and warm. And the thing you have to remember over there is in the summer period that if there are any clouds, they will be tiny fluffy clouds. Right, in fact, I'll be perfectly honest, the only clouds we saw in the Nevada desert, where we were anyway, and in the whole of our holiday, our 4 days in Arizona, was on the last day when we were leaving from the airport. We were sitting in the waiting room, or the area you wait to embark on your aeroplane, the gate, whatever it was. And we were sitting looking out the glass, and I noticed a shadow coming across the outside area. And I said to my brother immediately, I says, that's got to be a cloud. And he came over and looked out along with me, and sure enough, there were some light, fluffy clouds. It passed over very quickly, but we weren't the only one. When people heard me saying this, they were coming over to the glass to see these clouds. Because in general, you don't see clouds. If they are, they may be very light and fluffy ones over the tops of the mountains. The Nevada desert is surrounded by a mountain range, basically, with some passes going cutting through to the east, west, north and south. But generally, it's a big flat basin stuck right in the middle of a circular ring of mountains. And it's just incredibly hot and dry. On the second Saturday for holiday, there was a display just along the road from our hotel, and it displayed 116 degrees, which was 47 degrees Celsius. And I actually took a photograph of that. And it's an incredible heat. But the point about the heat over there is that it is a dry heat, very dry heat. And we were there for 2 weeks. I never wore a hat. In fact, I wore skinny t-shirts along with my shorts. My brother-in-law was the same, and even the girls didn't bother. They wore a hat for a couple of days, then took them off. You do not burn. Well, we didn't burn. And it was just incredible. And yet every day we were walking about in this intense heat, intense sunshine. In Arizona, we've seen more because we actually ventured out and walked for quite a few bits in the open countryside just to experience the desert and things like that. And you just don't burn. I mean, I don't go brown anyway, but my brother-in-law was brown. And absolutely none of us throughout that whole week had any skin peeling or blisters or absolutely anything that even resembled sunburn whatsoever. And whether that's due to the fact that is a dry heat, I do not know. But it is a strange phenomenon. We never actually seen anybody, you can see. We've seen people who are very red, obviously. But I've never seen anybody who appeared to be sunburned or had the usual symptoms, you know, the blisters, the peeling on their nose. I've never seen that once. And I don't know whether that's just due to the conditions over there. But it's very warm in Las Vegas. It builds up day by day. This time of the year now, in July, it will be even higher temperatures than what we experienced. And speaking to some locals, which we did while we were on the outskirts, or traveling through the outskirts of Las Vegas, they said that you don't want to be here at the end of July and into August, because even they feel it's just far too hot. So, and I know people who are going over that particular time. I know someone that's going over next week, and it can be unbearably hot, to be honest. So if you're thinking about going and you do not like real intense heat, then maybe it's not for you. But then again, if you're in Las Vegas, and a lot of people go to Las Vegas and stay on the Strip, they don't venture away as we do. They're there for a week or 10 days, and some even shorter. Some people just come to Las Vegas for a day or 2 days at most. Then fine, because you're going to go in and out the massive air conditioning hotels and shopping places. You know, Caesar's Palace, you could spend a whole day in Caesar's Palace and full air conditioning and never see the sun if you don't want to. But if you like to walk out in the open and you like to venture a little bit, then you know, keep yourself well covered, because it does get dense. Although, as I said, I've never seen anybody that didn't burn whatsoever. So the weather, invariably, you just don't even wonder if tomorrow morning when you get up that it will be sunny and warm. Trust me, it will be sunny and warm. It's just there's no dubiety about it. There's no chance in the summer months whatsoever of you getting up and it not being sunny and warm. It's just incredible. And going by the holiday, or the summer weather we're having just now, this is our summer. Last year was bad. This year it was been incredibly bad. And I have to say, if you really, really want to go to a place and you can afford to go to it, it's not as expensive as you may think, by the way, but that's another story. And you really want to say, well, I want to go where I want guaranteed heat, I want guaranteed sunshine every day, I don't want any chance of rain or bad weather. I can guarantee you Las Vegas is one of those places. It's just one of the places, but is one place. I will guarantee you it. You know, I can't refund you if it happens, but one particular girl told us that they get on average 300 days like that, although obviously not as warm at certain periods, but they get 300 days of dry weather throughout the year, which isn't bad, is it really? They do get very light snow in the winter, that does not last. They get some rain, but very, very little. And in general, it is a dry area. Obviously, it's a desert, isn't it? I mean, but as we all know, some deserts can, especially high altitude deserts, can get lots of snow in the winter. But Nevada is actually an elevated position, although people don't realise that. And that's the reason that they can actually get some light flurries of snow during their winter months, which tend to be between, I think it's December through to February. That is our winter months, because the good weather, as it were, runs right through. The hottest periods is end of July and right through August, and then it kind of tails off again, but still maintains the sunshine and clear skies on whole right through to December. So weather-wise, yes, it is one place that guarantees you heat. It guarantees you everyday sunshine, wall-to-wall sunshine, every single day. And if you see a cloud when you're over there, welcome it, because it won't be there long. They tend to appear and get evaporated really quickly. And yeah, but it's a great place. I absolutely loved it. We were never ones, myself and my wife, were never ever ones to go anywhere for the sun. We went because we wanted to go and see a place. Hence, we have never been to Spain. We've never been to Tenerife, we've never been to Greece or Cyprus or any of these, or Turkey, where we know very, very many people go there because they want that. We've never done that in our life. But I have to say that I'm truly glad that we went last year to experience Vegas and the great weather, having a bad summer last year. And I'm more than truly grateful that we decided to go this year for the extended period. And because of this weather, if we hadn't gone to Las Vegas this year for 2 weeks, depression's setting in just now with this weather, we would have felt that we would have had a totally... If we had holidayed in this country again, as we did 3 years ago, we went to Devon and Cornwall and got some good weather, but on the whole, terrible weather. Rained, and it was really bad. So, yeah, as a guaranteed place for weather, Las Vegas, absolutely, yes. Not just Las Vegas, but since I'm talking about that particular place, then yes, it's guaranteed, and it's great. And there's so many other factors I can talk about, and I will talk about through holidays, about, for example, the Strip itself, how it survives, taking kids to Las Vegas, and that, to me, it'll be another subject. It's not for kids. And I'll just glance over that at the moment. And so a great, weather-wise, fantastic place. Absolutely fantastic place. And if you get the chance, go. The whole experience of Vegas is fantastic. And as I said, that'll be covered in other booze. But if we're talking weather here, then if it's just based on weather and you want to go next year to somewhere where you won't get another summer like this here, then go to Vegas, because I guarantee you, you will have fantastic weather and you'll come back really glad that you did go. Bye for now.